Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Rugby Rant Podcast Show, your premier North American rugby podcast. Growing rugby, one fan at a time.
And welcome back, Rugby Rant fans. I'm the Hammer, and I'm bringing you another Run, Pass, or Kick interview. And we have a very special guest today from a new team. And so we love to bring some attention to those new kids on the block, so to speak. But we're going to be talking to, I don't know what to say, an old kid on the block. He's a young guy at heart, but he's been around the league. And it is none other than Stan Vander Hoven. Stan, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And I was excited to watch you guys play. We're taping just after week one for context, folks. So it was exciting to play see the Sharks play the Chicago Hounds down there in Miami. We'll get into a little bit of that in a moment. But let's talk about Stan's CV. For those that don't know a whole lot about Stan, he hails from the Netherlands. He's Bay of Plenty Provincial Squad U19. So he did some training and he did some playing down there in New Zealand. He's a Player of the Year in 2017 with that squad. Bay of Plenty played in the Mitre 10 Cup. He trained with the Chiefs Super Rugby. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, that impacted things. We'll talk a little bit about that. He also played with the New England Free Jacks in 2022. We'll talk about his time there just a little bit. Played with Taranaki, of course, the Miami Sharks. And he trained with the New Zealand U20s for the World Rugby U20 Championships. And, of course, he played with the Netherlands U20s. Whew. That's a mouthful, mate.
It's a bit going on there.
Yeah, it's almost as big as you are. That list is almost as big. This man is he's an oak tree by American standards, 6'8". What are you weighing these days in pounds? You know, about 260?
Probably a bit more than that. I think it's around 265, maybe a little bit more. Well, okay, around 120 kgs in kgs, but I think it works out to 265, a little bit more than that.
Gotcha. Well, so folks down in Miami, if you see a big gentleman with the red beard and a Miami Sharks cap, don't run him over because your car will need to go into the shop very, very quickly, man. All right, so let's get into it. Run, pass, or kick. Folks that are uninitiated in this format, basically we're going to throw some questions at Stan. We're going to prompt each question with run, pass, or kick. And Stan's going to tell you, the viewers, what he's going to do. Is he going to run with a question, which is to say that he is going to answer the question? Is he going to pass the question? He doesn't want to get in trouble with the Sharks brass, so he's going to let that one slide by. Or is he going to have a little fun with me, put pressure on me, look to take me down, so to speak, in this interview style, and he's going to kick a question to me, in which case I have to answer in a way that I think he would answer. And he can tell me I'm shite, he can tell me I'm spot on, or he can give it some context for you folks to understand. So I got to ask this. Stan, are you ready for the Run, Pass, or Kick episode?
I'll go, mate. Ready to go.
Beautiful. All right. We're having a little fun with this one, I think. All right. Your Facebook page, which, you know, you're throwing a lot of rugby pictures up there. So I wasn't able to find a whole lot of dirt. But I found something that was kind of interesting. Looked like a photo from when you were a youngster. It had a photo, and I'll put it up here, folks, of you in a long line of carts. So the question is, Runmaster Kick, were you actually an extra as a CGI body for the Super Mario Brothers kart movie?
I'm going to run with this one. I wasn't, but that was kind of the vibe we were going for when we were running down there. So we all parked up on the side. I think it was my first year in New Zealand. It was a big activity to luge. All parked up on the side, and then we had a little race down, acting like Super Mario pretty much, but no power-ups, unfortunately.
Oh, well, thankfully, no turtles got you right. At least we hope not. So I gotta know, do you remember where that was exactly?
That's in Rotorua.
Rotorua. Okay. I have a mate that played a long time ago for Waikato. So he's familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Farm boy. I built like one too. My man Bryce.
Yeah, there's a few of those over in New Zealand.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. So that looked pretty dangerous. I think you posted something like, you know, if you have a way to go, that'd be it. That you'd be able to live with it.
There's a few hills and jumps in there, and if you're a bit too much of a daredevil, you can definitely get hurt. I've seen a few bodies go under on the luge over there.
Wow, it looks like a heck of a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it's great fun.
Good, great good. Fun. All right, so we had a little fun with that one, but let's get more into the nuts and bolts of why we brought you on here at the Rugby Rant. So, Run, Pass, or Kick, one of the frequently asked questions that our fans from the Rugby Rant and the fan zone, Major League Rugby fan zone, one of the things they ask is, with salaries being lower in the U.S. as comparatively to overseas, whether it be New Zealand or France or England, Run, Pass, or Kick, what is the attraction for players like yourself to come over to the MLR and to the United States?
I'm going to run with that one. Well, the salary is probably, that's just a big gap, I would say, between the players in the teams a little bit. So they try to get some younger guys maybe for a little bit cheaper that can be really good, and then they might become a bit more expensive like in the future. But there's not, I think the main thing is that a lot of the expenses are covered. So whatever money you get is just to spend on whatever you want to do, you know, you can save a little bit. There's most of the expenses are covered, which is the big game changer of coming here. And then just America, like, it's pretty attractive. I very much enjoyed my time here. If I would just be working an office job, there's no chance that I would have ended up here, like living. Like Florida, sun is shining, a few crocs here and there, but it's just like a whole new experience in life. And I think that's what it's attracting for some of the older guys as well. Just a whole new experience. Like, let's say New Zealand and Florida, it's two different worlds, you know? Like, it's I think that's the main attraction of the States. It's just fun. It's new. A lot of people have looked up to the States, maybe like, oh, maybe you want to go visit. And now you can live here while getting paid playing rugby. It's just it's a no-brainer pretty much.
Absolutely. So how have you enjoyed your time down there in Miami, just as a follow-up? You like what Miami has to offer down there in South Beach?
Yeah, it's a little bit, well, you need to get used to it a little bit, but I just love the sunshine. I was over in the Netherlands before I came. It was just cold, miserable, rainy, and now we get a nice sunny day every day, like nice and warm, and there's a lot to see. Like, we live in a bit more north, like closer to Fort Lauderdale, so it's a bit of a trek to get down to Miami, but there's lots to see around here, the beaches and all that sort. So, yeah, it's just awesome.
100%. I'm right there with you. Up here in Chicago, the winters can be long and a challenge, but it'd be nice to get down there into the southern comforts a little bit, so to speak. So cool, man. Well, it's good to have somebody like yourself here in the States plying their trade, enjoying what America has to offer. So we're excited about that. But let's talk a little bit about maybe how you got here, what some of the circumstances that brought you here. We mentioned that you were involved with the Chiefs and Super Rugby in 2020, but of course, you know, your debut, from what we understand, was derailed by COVID, unfortunately. And then in 2023, you suffered a knee injury that prevented you from returning to New England. And so, Run, Pass, or Kick, what is your advice to young players that have significant setbacks, you know, be it physical or be it just circumstances during their career? And how do you get back? How do you recover? What's your strategy?
I didn't mean to swear.
That's okay. We're you know, PG rated R show. That's fine.
I might have to run this one back again. I might be running it back all day. Yeah,
yeah, that works.
For me, it's just like the fun in the rugby itself. I think that's the key part, and it's in all levels. So when I got injured, first I was pretty gutted because obviously I was going to go back to the Free Jacks. Really enjoyed my time there, so I couldn't go back there. So I was in a bit of a hole for like a few months. But I have a lot of mates back home, and then instead of actually playing, I went to coach. At my old club where I started playing back in the days. So a lot of the young guys that I used to coach and used to play with, they play for the first team now. So it's just like that brought kind of a bit of joy back, because when you sometimes play at this level, it can be a bit of a grind every now and then. So like just enjoying the little things, like getting out there, playing footy, and just like appreciating that you actually can do it. Because when you can't do it, you're like just sitting on the sideline, just, oh, now I've been complaining, but now I actually can't do it. And now life is like pretty shit when you don't have it. So yeah, for me, it's just joy. Like so when I enjoy my footy, like that's when I just try to look at the fun things in it. And that's how I can keep myself happy. And then when I do get a setback, it is what it is. Like if you put the work in, then you shouldn't be too beat up with yourself, because like the chances will come if you put the work in. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Keep happy.
Yeah, I love the fact that you talk about finding another way to stay engaged in the game. I think that's one of the difficult things for rugby players or any player of a sport, right? You feel like you're not engaged, but then you found a way back to the game, so to speak, to work through that injury, to get back to your old club, to be engaged in rugby. It probably made you a better player because you became a little bit more you raised your IQ just having to look at it from other sides.
Yeah, it definitely helped, and it was just like a fun way of interacting with rugby, help a few of the young guys out, and just share what I've learned from people that I looked up to, and then try to share that knowledge on. So it's yeah, it's pretty cool doing that.
All right, I got to come back to that point of people you looked up to. Remind me of that. I'll get to it later. All right, let's move forward. Obviously, we talked about the fact you're from the Netherlands. One of the biggest challenges for players that come from tier two nations like the United States or the Netherlands is moving to a nation with a more established rugby pedigree. So run, pass, or kick, how much of a challenge was it for you to move from the Netherlands and take that leap to New Zealand to better yourself as a player?
So the getting to New Zealand was not like too big of a leap. I just saw it as like a fun little thing. But then in the Netherlands, I was a decent player. I thought I was like the big guy. I thought I was good. And then I went to New Zealand and I played my first game for the Premier team of my club. And then I got a big old kick in the face and I realized, yeah, I'm not that good. These guys know what it's like to play footy, and I'm just at the bottom of the barrel at the moment. And then from there, I kind of just flipped the switch a little bit and just started chipping away at what I needed to do.
Yeah, it can be a humbling experience, but you know, sometimes those setbacks, I coach wrestling, and I always tell my kids, you know, it's not your improvement isn't linear, right? Which it'll go through peaks and valleys, right? But the important thing is where you start and where you end. And that's, you know, to kind of keep a more zoomed out approach rather than looking to see that you improve every single day, right? It's a improvement at the beginning and the end, so to speak. So love that. So run, pass, or kick as a player, and this is where we're kind of come back to people you look up to, as a player that has been immersed in both Dutch and Kiwi rugby, run, pass, or kick, who did you idolize as a young player?
Ooh, as a young player, well, I'm gonna run it again. Well, obviously, that's when you're younger, like guys like Brody Retallick and stuff. That's like the pinnacle you look up to. When I was started watching rugby and all that stuff, and then there's the people you meet when you actually start playing rugby, and then those pictures like change a little bit, and then the guys that you learn the most from, that's actually the guys that you're like, oh, like I look up to this guy instead of like the guy that you might have been seeing on TV, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I actually, when the All Blacks visited the United States, I had the pleasure of meeting Brody. It was pretty cool because all those guys were super humble and super helpful. But I completely understand where you're going there. I'm going to come back to that a little bit later here after we get a word from our sponsors. So Stan, if you could just bear with me a moment, we got to keep the lights on, pay the bills. For those that haven't seen it yet, speaking of paying the bills, one of our sponsors, Rugby Now with PowerShop MLR, we are partnering with them to have a Super Brew challenge. So, you know, check out Super Brew, go to Rugby Rant Podcast and use the term Nose Afar. And you can get in there and win some gift cards to Shop MLR and earn yourself some fabulous merch. Perhaps I've seen one of those hats that Stan's wearing on. That's it. There you go. See that shameless plug we got in there on Rugby Now. And they have some fabulous stuff. And I'm pretty sure they'll have some jerseys in short order. So get yourself some merch. But we're going to come back in a moment after we acknowledge one of our sponsors.
When we pick up the ball, we also pick up a legacy. A legacy that stretches beyond your current team. A legacy built on the backs of those who came before you with hard work. And for those who will come after you, we promise it won't be easy. But we'll be there, supporting you on and off the field.
Okay, we're back, folks. Thank you very much for Rugby Now with PowerShop MLR. And let's get into a segment called the Quick Tap. Change the pace a little bit here. We're going to go with a this or that. We got some fun ones for Stan. I always lean into things that the guest is familiar with, and I'm going to do that with Stan. Hopefully I don't strike out a few of these. I went on a limb. So Stan, quite simply, I'm going to throw these out there, a this or that. You pick one or the other, and you can explain it, not explain it, completely up to you, but you can't pass and you can't kick that much. I do know. All right. So here we go. Who would you rather meet, Max Verstappen or Matthew Vanderpool?
I'm going to go Verstappen.
Okay. It's your show, brother.
He's on the big stage these days, and he's pretty big in the Netherlands, so that would probably be the one to meet.
100%. My son loves F1, my younger son. He probably is not that big compared to you. He probably, his head would come up to you about your waist. So you can always big time him if you get a chance to meet him. That much I do know. All right, ready. Which is a better food? And I'm probably going to completely butcher these. So help me on the pronunciation. Poffertjes or Oliebollen?
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I'm going to go for Oliebollen.
Okay, explain to folks watching, because I guarantee they'd never heard of it. What is Oliebollen?
So they're both delicious, but it's pretty much just like fried both dough, and then they put like raisins or other stuff in it. But the main thing is why I like it is because it's like around New Year's. That's when like people make them. My dad actually makes them with like a few of his mates for like all of his friends and like family and all that type of stuff. But it's just more like tied to like a time of the year, which makes it like more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's funny how some certain foods tied to a particular event, time of year, something tied to family make us, you know, not just feel our bellies full, but they fill our hearts too. And it sounds like Oliebollen does that for you. So if anybody down there in Miami is making that, you want to win Stan over, make it some Oliebollen.
Bring a few over.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be over there in short order. All right. Next one. And we leaned into this a little bit a moment ago. Who would you rather play next to? Brody Radelich or Ritalik, excuse me. Or Eben Etzebeth?
I was going to go for Ritalik.
Yeah.
It's just a pure workhorse. That's what he does well. He's tough. Etzebeth is also tough as well, but Brody's going to take the cake here for me.
Well, you know Etzebeth's going to punch somebody out before you do. That's for sure. But Ritalik, I love how he, as a lock, he's just so mobile and he shows up in the right spots. His intuition is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. He just knows where to be, knows how to do it. And just keeps going.
Yeah, 100%. I like him myself. A great lad too. All right. Next one. We're going to have fun with this one. If you were a WWE wrestler, and let me tell you, at your size, I think you got a future there. What would your walk-up song be? And I'm going to give you two choices here, all right? Van Halen's Running with the Devil or Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
I have to go for Guns N' Roses. To be fair, I don't know the first one, so there's not much of competition here.
No? Oh, Running with the Devil? By Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen. His family's from the Netherlands.
Oh, maybe if I hear it, I might know it, but yeah, it's not coming to me at the moment.
All right, you got to check it out. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. All right, last one here for the quick tap. Which MLR city are you most excited to visit? Because there's really only two important MLR cities outside of Miami: New Orleans or Chicago.
Well, I'm gonna go for Chicago. There's a pretty simple reason. I've been to New Orleans and I lost my passport there the first week I was here last time. So.
So it brings up some bad memories. Huh?
Yeah, I don't want to go back to Bourbon Street. I'm going to stay away from there.
Listen, you lose something in Bourbon Street, I guarantee you won't find it. You are never getting it back.
We only went to one bar and then I lost it going to the second, but never found it, never heard of it again. So.
Oh, that's painful. Gone. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't like this show to be about myself, but I'll never forget. And when I played with the club here in Chicago, we did a tour of Spain, and we were down in Benidorm, you know, in Valencia along the Mediterranean. We were literally there for probably 3 hours. And one of my mates, Dave Zdenovic, shout out Steno, he goes down to the beach, puts all his stuff down on the beach, and guess what was missing when he got back? Somebody stole his passport and his wallet. And I'm like,
worst thing.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing worse than that. So yeah, he spent half of his the rest of the tour trying to get his identification to so he can make it back to the United States. It was brutal.
Tough stuff.
Yeah, tough stuff. Well, Chicago, I got to look at the schedule when you guys are coming back. Is that in June? I'll have to look, but if you get a chance, check out downtown. Nothing better in the warm, you know, climate than, you know, when it's warm out, than Chicago during the summer, man. You can't beat it. So
have a look.
Yeah. And go to a Cubs game, something like that. Take in Wrigleyville. You'll like it. You'll like it a lot. All right. Here we go. We're going to get back to the quick tap, folks. Back to business at the Rugby Rant. And so our next question. Recently, just this past weekend, again, as of the recording, the National Rugby League had two matches in Vegas. We're going to have fun with this one, Stan. I'm really ready for this. If the Miami Sharks had a bye last weekend, I'm just saying if, by chance, maybe, they had a bye weekend last weekend, and they gave you guys tickets for you, or gave you tickets for you and four of your friends to go for the weekend to the NRL in Vegas. Ready? Who would be in your posse? Who are those four other dudes in your posse? And what kind of car would you roll in?
What kind of car? Well, I'm going to have to go with some Sharks here. I'll probably go with Nick Grigg, Kirby Myhill, and Sean McNulty. Three of the fellas from the Sharks, some good fellas. And then we'll just probably roll with the old Volkswagen we got here. Take that one over to Vegas, and it'll get us there.
So, whoa. Let me get this straight. I'm giving you a magic weekend wand, and you're going to go with the old Volkswagen, not a limo, not a big stretch Hummer, the old Volkswagen.
Just need to get from A to B. Got some songs, it'll be all right.
I love it. Down to earth, you get get the work done, and you have a good time on the side, right? That's awesome. I love it. Every one of you fancy dancers out there in the NFL and the NBA, you guys take note of Stan Vandenhoven.
If they give me a fancier car, I'll take that as well. But
okay,
the Volkswagen is doing the job, so.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Volkswagen gets her done. All right. Next one. Ready? Run, pass, or kick? You spent some time in New England. Now you've spent some time in Miami. How is life in Miami different from Quincy, Mass?
I think it's just more spread out here. I think that's the main difference. So you look up a place and you'll be like, oh, I want to go here. I want to go to a cafe. Oh, this is a 15-minute drive, 20-minute drive. Like, that's the main story here. In Boston, it just feels like it's a bit easier to get to places. And the public transport is a bit better there too. So I'd say travel time is the big difference. But yeah, both places have their glory things. And the main difference is the sunshine. Like, you got the beaches here, they're real nice, easy accessible. So, but so far I'm very much enjoying Miami. So, but I very much enjoy my time in Boston as well. So it's tough to weigh up, but mainly the sunshine and the beaches will be the difference, and the travel time.
I'm sure some of the views, if you know what I'm saying, on the beaches were much better in Miami than Quincy, Mass.
I'm not going to comment on that. I don't think my girlfriend would be too happy, but.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry.
I keep the eyes shut.
Okay. All right. Now I got it. Is your gal here in the States with you or back at home?
She's coming over in a little bit less than 2 weeks time. And then she's going to stay for 3 months. So they'll be good.
Oh, nice. Good. It's glad to hear it. I know, you know, those creature comforts, you know, having those relationships can really help guys when they're here, especially at that time as you start to get into the thick of the season.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome. Good. Good. All right. Next one. Boy, Stan's running with everything. He's not afraid to take it up the middle and take a shot.
I was waiting for a good one to kick you back. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we get one in the last couple here. Okay. So there's a heavy Argentine influence in Miami. Run, pass, or kick. Has it been a challenge to adapt to this new environment?
Well, obviously can't kick this one back to you because you haven't been here, but
I think you can do whatever you want. I told you, it's your show.
it's not to get used to, but like just the way I would say they're pretty passionate people, like the South Americans. So sometimes they get a bit, they get a bit in their feelings, but it's been a good, we've got a good crew here, good people. Just the Spanish, like sometimes there's a bit of Spanish floating around. And then you just stand there and you hope they switch back to English at some point. That's the only thing. But besides that, everyone's trying to speak English. Sometimes they speak Spanish because obviously it's their first language. I don't blame them. And then you just chuck a few C's around and a few K's and a few other Spanish words, and we're getting pretty good. So, yeah, the relationship is good. I think we're all mixing mingling pretty well. They're all nice fellas, so it's not too hard, to be honest.
Well, you talk about passion. I'm going to have to do this. You were pretty passionate after that yellow card that you received last week.
I didn't really think I was the bad guy there to do it, but it is what it is. Yeah, I get a bit passionate sometimes in the game, but probably should keep the hands down and just get on with it.
Yep, I hear you. How is your Spanish, by the way?
Oh, there's not too many words. Not too many words in there. As soon as that's talking, I have no idea what they're saying. But
was your first word a curse word, or was it a like where to find in the bathroom?
I haven't really digged into the bad words too much. But the bon dia and all those type of things, the small ones, just to keep them happy. You know, but working on those ones.
Yeah. Well, you're a better man than I, because I would have learned the curse words first. All right, so let's move forward. As of this recording, Tuesday night after week one in the MLR, Miami's coming off the opening weekend loss to the Chicago Hounds. Run, pass, or kick. Was this match a game of missed opportunities, or are the boys in need of just more time together?
I'm happy to talk about it, but I'll kick it to you first and see what you got to say, and then I can chip in if you want.
Oh, yeah. Happy to have a run at this one. I think it's a little bit of both, right? You guys had an opportunity for a bit of a preseason, but to by all rights, I think most teams, if asked, especially the boys, would love to have more of a preseason to develop continuity. I think across the league, we saw a lot of handling errors, and it was particularly true with that rain-soaked affair that we had on Saturday night. But having said that, I think there were opportunities. There was a missed penalty or two that was there, when, you know, and I'm not blaming that on anybody. That's a tough situation. In the rain, you know, like I said, with the rain and the conditions and the wind. So it's, you know, you don't want to blame that on the kicker. But you know, it's a game that was in your grasp. And so I think the feeling is both that there were opportunities missed, playing a man down. And I'm not, again, not reliving a bad moment. It's tough to play a man down. But there's also, you know, as the season wears on, the continuity, the hands will develop. You guys will be able to develop more, you know, better continuity in between the boys on the field. How'd I do?
Yeah, pretty good. We just, when we look back at the game, we probably had a few opportunities. We were close a few times. Didn't finish. That's our own mistakes. Probably at set piece time, let us down a few times close to the line as well. But the main thing from the game was that we didn't know how we were going to do, because we played, obviously, Anthem and Live in the preseason. There's a big rotation. We played everyone, so you don't know, like, how you're going to stack up. So we had no feeling how we're going to pull up against Chicago. They came out pretty hard first half, and then, we pulled it back second half. But when we look back, we were actually quite happy, because we have a feeling that there's a lot more we can give. And if we know how we kind of stack up against teams now, and we got a pretty confident going forward, if that makes sense.
Oh, it absolutely makes sense. I think it's a great perspective to have on that game and on the season moving forward. I mean, if you think about it, team like Chicago, although in their second year, there's a 60% turnover in the roster, and they have a really good roster of players. And you guys were trading blow to blow with them. I mean, knocking on the door right there at the try line. I think there was a one try was held up, and you know, so you know, there's just. Like I said, I mean, it gives you a much better barometer rather than Life and the Anthem, much better barometer for how you guys are going to play during the course of the season. I think you guys are going to have a lot of success. It's something that we generally in the MLR, new teams often struggle with. We saw that with Dallas, and we saw that with the Hounds last year. So I think you guys are going to be super competitive. It's good to see.
Yeah, exactly. Like going off like what other teams did in the first year, they look like to take a little while to get going. But we came actually out of this game pretty positive. Like, oh, we lost. Shame. Maybe could have won it if we tied up a few things. But we got a big upside, and we're already here at the start of the season, so we're pretty happy. And we're just gonna keep working away and keep gelling, and we'll be all right, I reckon. But we'll see how the season goes on once we actually start playing. So,
100%. It's gonna be fun watching you guys play this season. I'm excited. There's just a different style, that the Argentine style, just a little bit different, a little bit free flowing, a little bit, you know, more passion, perhaps. And so it's great to see it. It's that difference in styles makes the league so much fun to watch. So before we get into the next question, just a reminder, if there is somebody you want to throw a shout out to, an organization that's near and dear to your heart, whatever, after this question, we'll give you the floor and you can give it a plug. So people know your roots, where you come from, what you're about, what's important to you. So the last question, and this is a big one. Okay. It's one that I ask a variation of this one almost every interview. Having spent time in both the Netherlands and New Zealand, we've talked a lot about that tonight. Will rugby fans from other nations answer the call to come to America in 2031 and 2033.
So you mean if Netherlands might make it to the World Cup? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, you know, you spend time in a tier two nation like the Netherlands in Europe, where you're very close to the Six Nations and, you know, the Pro 14, et cetera. But you've also experienced Southern Hemisphere rugby, and you've engaged with fans in both places. Will fans from around the world descend into the United States, answering the call, and come here and watch the World Cup like they did in Japan, for example?
Yeah, I think very much people will come. Well, if I look at Netherlands, obviously like a T2 or T3, I don't know, probably T2, I think. But if I look how much rugby is growing and how much support there is for the national team, and just like how much it actually is living, starting to live a little bit in the Netherlands, I definitely say there would be people from the Netherlands going to America to go watch the World Cup. So if it happens there, I would assume that from other countries it will happen too, which is awesome. Like, it'll be good if the smaller countries go, get more people to know about rugby, to start spreading rugby, it'll be awesome. So yeah, I think people will start flowing over to the States to go watch it.
Good. We hope so. I think that's what World Rugby is banking on. And hopefully that's what people like yourselves, drawing more attention to the MLR, drawing more attention to rugby in the United States as we slowly build over the next, what are we looking at, 7 years? We'll get the crowds and we'll build the crowds here in the United States and bring them from abroad and have a great affair here in the United States. So I'm excited. And I think you guys are doing a great job building and helping make that become a reality. So with that, Stan, I've given you an opportunity, whatever's important to you, near and dear to your heart, have a go, give it a crack. Let everybody know, what's out there important to you.
I'm going to go for my friend, Steph Clayton. He used to coach me back in the days at my old rugby club, Utrecht Rugby Club. And he's pretty much where the joy for rugby all started. And I had a pleasure to coach a little bit with him and chuck the ball around when I was back injured home last time. So yeah, he's the man that started the rugby for me and taught me a lot. So Steph, the man.
All right. Utrecht. Now, the Utrecht Rugby Club, I know there's a very prominent football or soccer club that's associated. Are they connected at all out of curiosity?
No. So rugby is like a bit of on the lower sports at the moment, but it's been growing heaps. So my rugby club has been growing like crazy over the last 5, 6, 7 years, which is awesome to see because people are a bit getting fed up a little bit with the football sometimes with the attitude that's going on there. And they go to rugby and say, oh, yeah, it's actually a good sport. So,
yeah, I mean, the Dutch people, you guys are hard folks. I mean, you guys are tough, you know, and I know that from watching the Netherlands play soccer. That is, man, they're a physical team.
Yeah, there's a few tough cookies in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. We love to see it. We appreciate you joining the Rugby Rant. It's been a heaps of fun over the last, 30 plus minutes to get to know you a little bit more, Stan, and appreciate what you're doing, not just for the Miami Sharks, but for the MLR. And we appreciate you taking a moment of your time, on this Tuesday night to jump on with us and, give us some perspective about, what things are like for you here in the States and in the MLR.
Thanks for having me. And also thanks for spreading out the word about rugby. Like people like you guys that actually get the word out and actually attract a few more fans and make those people like really engage with the sport. So yeah, thanks for doing that. It's awesome. So anytime. Well,
thank you, Stan. And I promise fans, we did not coordinate our responses because I tell you what, Stan, our motto here at the Rugby Rant, we're trying to grow rugby one fan at a time. And that's the way we do it. Giving them an opportunity to get to know the names, faces, and backgrounds that make up the MLR. And you're one of those. And I've had heaps of fun here talking with you. And I can't wait till you come to Chicago and experience Chicago. Maybe get a Chicago dog, my friend, with some jardinera on there. That's one to hit, you know. I don't know if we'll turn you away from the Ali Bulin. But I think you'll appreciate the Chicago dog.
I'll ask you for some advice when I'm over there. Might have to leave the passport at home, though.
Don't lose that. Don't lose that. Keep that. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to the Miami Sharks for getting us in contact and having them allow us to get a moment of your time. It's been super fun. Like I said, I can't wait to see you here when you come to Chicago. Good luck in the next coming weeks. And we're excited to see MLR 2024 coming about. So fans, with that, thanks for joining us. Check back with us. We got Scott Lawrence on the next episode, the head coach of the USA Eagles. He's going to be talking about a lot of stuff happening in the Eagles program. And he's going to be talking a little bit about the U-20s effort. We talked to Stan about that when he was involved down there in New Zealand. But he's going to talk about the U-20s and all the things going on with the USA Eagles. So check back with us next week at the Rugby Rant, where, again, we are looking to grow rugby one fan at a time. We'll see you guys at the next.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.